David's Introduction. The Morning Millionaire. This morning, I woke up at 5:17. Believe me, I am not bragging. I spent a large part of my life as a self-proclaimed night owl. I finally remember high school weekends when I could sleep until 10 or 11 a.m. In college, I'd sleep through classes, and when exams came, I'd study late into the night. When I started running a business, I stuck with those same habits, working late while the world was asleep and then sleeping in. And why not? For me, nights were a productive time. But mornings? I spent them sleeping as late as the world would let me. Of course, I quickly learned a couple of things. The first was that the world wouldn't always let me sleep as late as I wanted. Most of the world runs on daylight. So, as a night owl, my late nights tended to catch up to me. No matter how productive I thought I was at night, stumbling around my business during the day like a zombie was no shortcut to wealth. Second, and arguably more important, I began to discover that there is a connection between mornings and wealth. Not only does the world rarely sleep in, but the millionaires of the world almost never do. The Morning Millionaire Connection. The more time I spent in business, the more I began to see the connection between mornings and money. The more consistently I leveraged that first part of my day, in very specific ways that I'll share with you, the more my net worth increased. I'm not alone. If you look at the habits of millionaires, as we will throughout this book, you'll find that an unusual proportion of wealthy people wake up early. There's a good reason for that. Mornings and money have a lot in common. When it comes to money, perhaps the most popular personal financial advice in the world is to pay yourself first. To take some of the money that comes in, and before anything else, put that money aside to invest. The premise is that the most powerful financial tool in the world is compound interest. But if you never have any money to invest, you'll never get to take advantage of it. You have to take that money first. Otherwise, it just gets consumed by other things. Time is similar. Developing yourself is the most powerful tool in the world. As with money, promising yourself you'll set time aside later in the day to do what matters most just never seems to work. Just as money will always find a new home, so will your time. By the last few dollars of your paycheck, it's too late to save. By noon, it's too late to do what's most important with your time. Miracle mornings are like paying yourself first, in wisdom, productivity, and clarity. When you leverage mornings, it's like you're skimming the cream off the top of the day and giving it to yourself so you can invest it for huge returns. Of all the investments in the world, from real estate and annuities to stock markets and startups, the best investment is always you. And the tool to do that shows up every single day at sunrise, without fail. Beginning your morning journey. This book is about three things. First, it's about identifying and teaching you the essential practices that define those people who choose to become wealthy. If you can learn those practices, you can follow in their footsteps. It's that simple. No, it's not easy, but it is simple. Second, it's about understanding the value, and there's a lot of it, in making those practices the very first thing you do each day. Sure, you could try to do them later, but I suspect you know all too well where that road leads. As you'll discover, mornings have a special quality to them. They matter in ways you may not yet be able to imagine. You won't become wealthy just by waking up early. But it's no exaggeration to say that mornings can make the difference between being broke and being a millionaire. Finally, This book is about learning the boots on the ground, practical skills of becoming that rare creature known as a morning person. I can tell you over and over how critical mornings are, but if you can't wake up early enough to take advantage of them, none of this matters. The good news is that being a morning person is a skill you can learn. You really can become a morning person. You can wake up excited and energetic. You can be the early bird. It's my job to show you how. These three things can profoundly change how you experience the world, and not just in terms of wealth. When you take control of your mornings, you take control of your days. You get to engage with the world under your terms. You can act instead of react. Imagine a day where you set the agenda. One where the things that matter to you are clear and the steps ahead are exciting. That's what the Miracle Morning offers you. Not just the possibility of financial wealth, but also an abundance of peace and a sense of control over your life. Our starting point for this journey is to learn to take advantage of the mornings right away. Starting tomorrow, in fact. Beginning with mornings means that you can start leveraging that important part of the day right away, while you continue to work through this book and learn exactly how millionaires became wealthy. As we get started, remember that mornings are where the magic is. It's where you develop the mindset to become wealthy, and where you turn your dreams, your passions, and your talents to the business of becoming a millionaire. Mornings are where it all begins. If this makes you nervous, fear not. Even if you struggled with mornings in the past, take this to heart. The problem you have with mornings isn't the morning itself. It's the rest of your day. If you aren't satisfied with your life, there's no reason to jump out of bed full of energy. You might say there's no reason to get out of bed at all, which is, I think, how a lot of people feel and why a lot of people struggle to wake up. That's why our journey together begins with interrupting that cycle. We'll start with why mornings matter so much, and then we'll teach you how to wake up and take advantage of them as a daily part of your journey to wealth. Many people tend to think, I'll fix my life, then I'll want to get up early. Or, once I'm wealthy, I'll change my habits. I can tell you with confidence that the causation runs in the other direction. You don't become a morning person by fixing your life. You fix your life one morning at a time. If you're willing to choose to have more in your life, more productive mornings and more wealth, but aren't sure how to do it, this is the book for you. As long as you're willing to choose more, this book will help you get more. Welcome to the Miracle Morning Millionaires. Let's get started.